This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser, joined by Larry Dumini, the Lugnuts Motor Coach Operator. Larry, where are you from?
My mother. No, seriously, I'm from Lansing, Michigan.
Your whole life?
Well, I'm not dead yet.
Well, that's right.
But yes, I have lived, born and raised, yes.
Larry, where did you go to school?
I went to J.W. Sexton High School in Lansing.
And then what next?
Well, I thought I was too smart for school, so I quit halfway through my senior year, went into the Air Force.
How long were you there?
I was in the Air Force 4 years, and I found out how stupid I was.
Really?
In school, yes.
What'd you do in the Air Force?
I was with the Combat Defense Squadron, which is part of the Air Police, and I was with the K-9 unit.
Why'd you choose the Air Force specifically?
Well, it's a four-year program. I didn't know if I wanted to make a career or not, so I figured 4 years was a good start. If I could do the 4 years, who knows? I might, you know, go to the 25 or 30 or whatever.
And you were with the K-9 unit. You said you were with the Air Force Police, I believe you told me before.
Right. It's part of the Air Police unit.
And where did this bring you?
Well, I was in the state of Washington, in Moses Lake, Washington. It's a Columbia Basin, which is the desert. When I went into boot camp at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, they told me there's a girl behind every tree in Moses Lake, and I said, that's where I'm going. Well, guess what? It's the desert. There's no trees.
What years were this that you were in the Air Force?
60 to 64.
And then you came out. What next for you?
Well, I came out and I did heat and air conditioning installing, you know, heat and air conditioning for a while. Then I got into the police work in 1966.
And you did 30 years in the police, right?
Yeah, 30 years.
And you have a twin brother, and he was chief of police.
Yes, he was chief of police, and he went into the Air Force also. He was in the K-9 unit, too. He was stationed in Germany and Korea, and I was stateside.
Well, let's bring this back to 1996. The Lugnuts come to Lansing, Michigan. How did you come to become their motor coach operator?
Well, what happened is that Dean Trailways was the company selected by Oldsmobile Park to drive the team. And being one of the senior guys there, they asked me if I wanted to drive either the Lugnuts or the Battle Cats in Battle Creek. Well, I chose, guess what? Lugnuts.
It was your local team.
Yes.
You got to drive the Lansing Lugnuts right from that very first inaugural season in 1996. Mm-hmm. How have things changed since then? Now it's 2011.
How things have changed.
With the team, with service?
Well, you started, of course, with the Royals and the Cubs and now Toronto. And everybody asked me who's my favorite team. It's the team I'm with now. That's my favorite team. As far as we've got the new Bowling Green in, and we've got Lake County in, so that has changed. A lot of the parks have all changed. They're starting to upgrade a lot nicer parks.
Let's go back to, I believe it was the Lugnuts' very first championship season. In the first playoff round, there was what was known as the Battle of the Bus, or the Battle for the Bus. Tell me that story.
Well, we was in Battle Creek, I believe it was, and the guys had a choice. Win the game, take the bus, and go on to our next spot. I guess it was Kane County. I can't remember right offhand. But anyway, they started chanting, you know, save our bus, save our bus. And it was keep our bus. And then you're not getting our bus. They started saying all kinds of things, and it just became such a drone of them doing that, and you could see the enthusiasm building and building, and you know, because they would have had to sit there and wait for another bus to come in, because that one was going with the Battle Cats at the time.
And that was the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
That was the decisive game. They won it. They went on to the championship, and that was your first championship.
Yeah, it was my first championship, and I was so proud of the guys.
Tell me about the second championship season.
Well, the second championship, of course, was the Cubs. And that's why I'm waiting for Toronto here.
That's right.
You know. So anyway, we was in Beloit. We won the championship there in 2003. It makes me so proud of our guys. You know, when they win a championship, because they're enthused, and I'm just a proud daddy.
speaking with Larry Dumini, the Lugnuts motor coach operator from the very start, since 1996, and before that in the Air Force. Larry, it's Memorial Day today. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot because I feel bad that we've got men and women that are not with us today, and I salute them. And I just want to say that pray for our troops this day.
Larry, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
My privilege.
Lugnuts motor coach operator Larry Dumini. I'm Chesty Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.